Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Bernie Porn, pollster for Epic MRA. Hello, Bernie, how are you?
Hi, Jack, how are you doing?
Just fine. Well, we have seen all sorts of numbers, and it is that time of year. We're, what, 6 weeks away from Election Day?
Yep, you know, you can never have enough polling.
Well, the numbers we have seen are not differing that much, which tells us that, these numbers are pretty valid if we had any doubts. You can cross-check, and I guess when you have this kind of a consensus, what are the latest numbers you have in front of you?
Our latest numbers have Rick Snyder in a 24-point lead over Virge Bernero, 53-29%. I know another poll came out yesterday, was 49-31. That's still 18%, which is technically within the margin of error of our poll, and probably the same thing of a couple other polls that have come out. Clearly, Virge Bernero has a very high hill to climb. His first challenge, I think, is to try and get his base to vote for him. He's only getting about 66% of the Democrats in the survey that we conducted, and he's losing badly among independent voters by about almost 4-1. And Rick Snyder's getting almost 90% of the Republican voters. And other key demographic findings. He's trailing among men by about 62-21%. It's closer among women, 45-35%. And after all of the success he had in the primary in terms of getting pro-choice voters to vote for him over Andy Dillon, now he's only leading among pro-choice voters by about 3 points, 42-39%. And so that's probably one of the reasons why the Democratic Party and Bernero were going up with ads reminding people of the difference between Snyder and Bernero on the abortion issue.
Bernie, how long does Virge Bernero have to start generating momentum? Obviously, he can't erase this kind of a deficit in 2 weeks, but does he have to do something in terms of maybe changing the mindset, making people think this is a horse race and generating more money?
Well, first of all, he has, in our poll, higher unfavorable than favorable numbers, 33-23%, and from the August poll, he increased in unfavorable numbers by about 6 points. At the same time, Snyder has 50% favorable to 16% unfavorable, and I think his biggest problem is that you have 19% who don't know him and another 25% who know him but haven't really made up their mind about him yet. So there's about 44% of the electorate that are not feeling comfortable with Verge yet. And in attacking Snyder, if voters don't feel comfortable with the alternative, why, they're less likely to move toward him. Verge still has plenty of time, but it's not unlimited. And probably when you get into the first week or at the latest 2 weeks in October, if he hasn't narrowed the gap to maybe single digits, why, I think that he would have a very difficult time from that point forward raising money. If he does narrow the gap and make it competitive in the single-digit area, why, then he'll probably get additional money to try and close the gap more.
Bernie, you've seen a lot of these races. When a candidate makes a comeback, is it usually a matter of him or her reinventing, or is it a matter of finding a weakness, exploiting that, and going negative, negative, negative?
Well, when negative ads stop working, that's when the consultants and the campaigns will stop using them. And more often than not, it is either the negative message or a contrasting message. And I noticed that the most recent Bernero ad is really a contrasting message, talking about how he has given up money and he's cut government spending. At the same time, he then contrasts that with the outsourcing of jobs by Snyder and claiming that in the process he made $14 million in profits. So that kind of a comparison almost is trying to compare the character of the two candidates, and it will probably get more biting as the campaign moves on. And they're probably going to test other messages if those messages don't work.
A lot of people thought the outsourcing message would be effective, and they thought that Rick Snyder's performance at Gateway could be a way for Virge Bernero to get back into this race. Do people not believe what they're hearing, or do they just not care about that?
Well, I think probably, again, getting back to the comparison between how it works so well against DeVos compared to how it may not be working as well against Rick Snyder. Keep in mind that when they attacked DeVos, Jennifer Granholm as governor was a known quantity. Mm-hmm. That's not the case for Virge Bonero. So they not only have to get people comfortable with him in terms of identifying him with the job he's done as Lansing mayor. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to give some of the bio types of advertising that that Rick Snyder was able to do early in the campaign, and that's part of the problem. That doesn't mean that the contrasting ads and the negative attacks on Snyder won't work. It will often take sometimes 2 or 3 weeks before it really starts to cut. But it also may be that that it will not cut as much. The other thing I've noticed is that Snyder has not been doing nearly as much advertising.
Right.
As he probably has the capability of doing.
Well, he hasn't had to. I can understand that. Bernie, we will talk with you again very soon when we have new numbers.